Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine day? So my mom is gone, and she has cats. And this morning, I chased cats, literally, around the property because one of them is fighting with the other one. I mean, it's like a whole thing. And I don't... God bless every one of you that has animals, but I swear, I can't. I don't. It's too much work, man. Anyway, and it's a cat. Anyways, I hope you are having a phenomenal day today and a great morning. I'm going to go into Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It talks about that there is therefore now not one condemnation or not one judgment against them that remain within Jesus Christ. And again, when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, when you have faith, Christ dwells in you. Chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now not one condemnation, not one judgment against them which are remaining within Christ Jesus. You are righteous. The old law, the law was set in order for people to become righteous, in order for people to walk in a state that corresponds to God's nature. But when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that state is in you. And all of it had to do with the judgment. We are past judgment. There is not one condemnation against you. You are righteous in God's eyes. You are upright. That's what you are to be thankful about. That's what we are to joy in. We don't have to live through the prism of the acts of the law because there's not one judgment against us. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life, remaining within Christ Jesus, hath made me free or freed me away from the law of sin and the state of death. The spiritual law of life. Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ died for you, God set it up that through Jesus Christ, through that sacrifice and believing that he is the Son of God and our Lord, by doing that, that's the spirit of life that now rests within you. That's the new law, the spiritual law, the law that corresponds to God's nature. It freed us from that state of death, that bondage. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending or having sent his own Son in the similitude of flesh and for flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. Everything had to do with that prescribed law, and God pretty much to the face, just pretty much slapped it right to the face, sent forth his Son, a pure vessel, to die for the law and condemn sin in the flesh by a man who actually walked in perfectness. That's what Jesus Christ did for you. He did it so we don't have to. It's so phenomenal. The love that he had for us. He died for us so we don't have to go through it. It's like having someone who will walk through fire for the group so that none of the group has to walk through fire. You are righteous right now. You are set in a place of righteousness because of Jesus Christ. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law, the uprightness of the law, that by walking upright, making you righteous, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled or accomplished in us, who walk not after or in parallel motion with the flesh, but in parallel motion with the Spirit. And that's the new spiritual nature. The righteousness of the law is now that same righteousness, that same uprightness isn't through the law because Jesus Christ, you know, wiped that out. It's through the Spirit. And it's only one thing you have to do. Believe and confess in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess in the name of Jesus Christ and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved or made preserved or preserved safe. It's over that minute. And that's what Jesus Christ did. Finally, I want to go into this. If you go down to verse 9, verse 8, So then they that are remaining within flesh, or the old nature, cannot please God. And that's the irony of everything right now. They're still teaching the law. And yet it says right here, so then they that are remaining within the flesh cannot please God. If you live by the laws, you can't please God. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what's being taught. It matters what the word says, what the truth of the word says. Verse 9, but ye are not remaining within the flesh or the old nature, but remaining within the spirit, the new spiritual nature, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the new spiritual nature is life because of righteousness. You have the spiritual law of life right now. It's all about, at this point, loving your neighbor, because there's two commandments. Believe in the name of Jesus Christ, there's a reason. And to love your brethren, to love your neighbor. Those are the two new commandments. And by walking in those commandments, you please God. Now it's about building the relationship. Take time today, talk to God about what is going on in your life. Pray to God for the things that you need, specific prayers of a personal need, not in repetition, prayers of actual need. That's what God wants from you, because the peace of God will protect you as a result. Have a phenomenal day today. Live your life the best way you can live it, by building the relationship, being happy, enjoying it. Enjoy what you eat, enjoy what you drink, and have yourself a phenomenal day today. God bless you, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, I can't hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for just everything you do for us. I'm so very grateful for the position you put us in, and just for the meeting yesterday. I pray today that you clear out the nonsense of what happened, and that you make today a very productive day. I pray for the situation with the websites, that you just smooth that over. The financials, you take care of that. And the business that we're talking to, that you just handle that the way you want to handle. I pray for the safety of my brother and our employee down there working, that you just protect them and they can get done what needs to get done. And I'm so very grateful for your son and what he did and what he accomplished and the love he had for us, that we can live like we live. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.